Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Zach.
It says, hey guys, thanks for building a great program. In the course of my studying, one of the issues I find myself having with the games is the initial setup. I mean, you and literally everyone else who starts with the games, right? It's just like, where do I get started? How do I peel this orange? Mm-hmm. I can't get any kind of purchase on it. What's going on? So yeah, the initial setup is everything in the games. More often than not, Zach says, if I find that I did awful on a game or ate too much time on only one game, it usually started with my initial setup. And yeah, I mean, that we're going to say.
Yep. You got to build a good foundation.
Yeah. I mean, it's great that you're recognizing that, Zach, because a lot of people don't, I think. They're just like, well, these questions were really hard. Like, yep, they sure were. If you didn't solve anything about the way the system works, like if you didn't put the pieces of the puzzle together, then, you know, before you tried to answer the questions, then, yeah, the questions are hard. But it's not because the questions are hard. It's because you didn't figure it out.
You know, I like what you said there. You got to solve the system. And then the questions are just the mere, right? They're just the mere like check-in to see if you solved the system. And they could ask you those five questions, or they could ask you another 20 questions. And if you solve the system, you don't really give a fuck what questions they ask you.
No, they can ask me anything. I could predict what kinds of questions they might ask. Like my experience on the games is, and this happens on logical reasoning as well. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, if they wanted to make this a harder question, they would have asked this. You ever see that, Ben, on questions where you're like, oh, they could have asked this other question, which would have been a lot harder.
Yeah.
But instead, they just ask this real easy question. But that's because we have synthesized, right? We have connected the pieces of the puzzle. And it's an extremely lawyerly thing, because in law school, that's exactly what you're going to be doing. You're going to be looking for the statutes and the case law and the facts of the case. And there's going to be all these different interlocking, you know, facts and legal, like straight up law in the law book, plus various interpretations and theories. And you're going to be looking to mesh those together in order to come up with an outcome.
Yeah.
In theory, that's what judges are doing, right? In theory, we're finding the correct answer to these questions. But we don't, you do that from a system of laws, and that's what we're doing on the games. It's like, it's a system of laws that control the game. Mm-hmm. And then you're trying to find like forced necessary outcomes. Like what are the limitations of this system because of all these various laws and the ways they interact? So when we talk about the setup of a game, that's what we're really talking about, is just looking at the interactions between the rules that govern the game.
Yep.
It's simpler than maybe that all sounded. I mean, it really is a piece of cake once you kind of get the hang of it. But Zach says, when I go back to review, I'll watch your initial explanations and stop once the setup is complete and go on my own from there. Usually I'll ace it or come close to doing so, providing I'm careful. What do you think of that plan?
Okay, so the fact that Zach is doing this during review is good. I'm glad that Zach is trying to do the game again that he botched. I would hope that he can start to implement this on his own before he gets to review. But I would also say, Zach, you're kind of getting help with the very part of the game that you're struggling with, right? Like, you're struggling with the setup. So I would actually like you to start the video, get a sense of where we're going, and then stop.
That's don't exactly watch the what whole I was going to say. Yeah.
Don't watch the whole setup. Yeah. Okay.
I love that you're hitting the pause, Zach, but just hit the pause a little bit sooner.
Yeah. The more you can do on your own, the stronger you're going to get. Now, you need some help. You need some guidance. I don't want you to go off on your own and build bad habits, but hopefully what happens is you start hitting pause sooner and sooner and sooner to the point where you now can just come up with the setup on your own. And then when you're reviewing, you may watch and see, oh, wow, I could have done the setup differently and then try it again differently. But the sooner you can pause, the better.
Yeah, we want you to see the system. Like as you watch our videos, predict what we're going to do next. See if you like stop it and say, oh, I wonder where he's going to go from here.
Yeah. Yeah. And then try and then play a little bit more. And
yeah. Like, so get play that those videos feedback. In like 1 minute bursts or even 30 second bursts. Like,
yeah. Anytime you ask a question, right?
When we make one inference, mm-hmm. you know, like we write one thing on the board. Okay. Hit pause. And now work on it on your own. Last question from Zach. Would you recommend just drilling logic games more frequently to build my foundation a little better?
I mean, I don't know how much you're drilling right now, but
yeah,
I would drill like, I hope you're studying, doing actual LSAT questions for at least an hour a day. And so right now, if you're only doing that for 30 minutes every 3 days, then yeah, you need to drill more. Or do time sections. I actually don't really care, but most people would benefit from going back and forth.
The logic games. I mean, I don't know if he really means drilling like the drilling tool in the demon. He might just mean doing logic games to the extent yeah. that you're asking.
Yes.
Would you recommend just doing logic games more frequently? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. The logic games are it's a test of how hard you can work. There are 100 practice tests with four mm-hmm. games per test, which means we have 400 games right now to work on. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And with 400 games to work on, Zach, that means you can master one per day for the next year until you run out of material to master.
Yep.
You could do four per day for 3 months. You know, there's a lot of work to be done. Even my students who have been, you know, you see faces in class where they're, you know, the people are working real hard on the games and they've been around for a while and they're still not there yet. But I'll hear from those people like, well, I've done now half the games and they've made a lot of progress. And it's like, great. That's awesome. You're killing it to have done half the games. That's amazing. 200 logic games. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. And there's 200 more for you to do.
Yep.
And so you like it's not just brute force, but brute force is one of the elements to it, right?
Yeah. A little word of warning here, too, is we're talking so much about games and people are so concerned about games when they get started that, Zach, I don't want you to do just games, right? Unless you're acing logical reasoning and reading comp already, you should still be doing some time there. But sometimes people hyper-focus on the games.
Yeah, I mean, it might be, if games is your glaring weakness, it might be as much as 80% of your time spent on games. And mm-hmm. then 10% on LR, 10% on RC, just to kind of stay sharp.
But don't let go of that too, right? Because like you can, it's just like you want to be in, and there's going to come a point, right? As you keep studying, your games are going to get better. And sometimes I think people are not aware of that. It's like their games pass their reading comp or their logical reasoning ability, and they just keep going with it. They're like getting the dopamine from that progress. And it's like, okay, cool. Well, Let's not get out of the habit of doing these other sections.
Yeah, stay balanced.
Yep.
All right, you want to wrap it up?
Yep, it's you.
Oh, I thought I read the email.
Oh, it's me. Yeah, email daily@lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.